The description of this person, whether or not this is or is not his name, is of a middle-class, college-educated person who had a job, who had employment. And I'm just wondering if the fact of that fact, if it is in fact true, gives you any pause to the idea that it is primarily economic disadvantagement, joblessness, that kind of thing, that is fueling this rise in Islamic extremism.
Well, let me just reiterate, just for everybody, some on-the-record points here, just so everybody has them. We continue to investigate the murder of American citizens by ISIL. We will not comment on ongoing investigations and therefore are not in a position to confirm or deny the identity of this individual. Broadly speaking on your question, without addressing the specific reports about the individuals, I think our view is that that is a factor in terms of the lack of opportunity, but we're not suggesting it's the only factor. There are a range of tactics that ISIL, of course, takes.